Hearing them disappoint defeat down here after the back of two resounding victories, disappointed with the nature of the goals conceded?
Yeah, I think that was probably the biggest disappointment for us, that, as we said, the nature of the goals that we conceded. We would have looked over it as a group had they have carved us open, but it was two situations where we were set to defend and we just didn't defend them well enough. And as I said, they're a very honest bunch of boys. That's not something we'll shy away from. We'll go in and we'll look at that and we know we need to improve on it.
Yeah, from a defensive point of view, you'll probably sit back or revisit how you conceded those goals, and it is disappointing because, as you say, you were set up, but you just didn't defend well.
Yeah, we just didn't defend them well enough. We talk about life and death defending, and unfortunately those situations there tonight, they just weren't life and death. We'll dust ourselves off from that. We'll look at that, as I say, and we'll address that as a group, and we go again.
And you're always honest, Tiernan. The first 70-75 minutes just wasn't good enough from Derry.
No, it wasn't. And as I say, we're not gonna we were placid. We were too far off it. We didn't enforce our game on them. We knew that. We then obviously made changes. We tweaked things at half time. As the game went on, I thought we got better and we got stronger. We probably felt like we created enough chances to get more out of the game, but it wasn't to be.
You do say that that's three games in a week, but you don't use that as an excuse. But Derry looked a wee bit leggy in the first half. They lacked that intensity of the last couple of games.
Yeah, we know that. Listen, there's no doubt. We lacked that intensity and we didn't play with the same edge. We were a yard off it, we were a yard slow. But again, they're an experienced group. We're an experienced group. And we just can't accept our performance tonight. We know that as a group, as I say, this is not me included. This is not something that we're going to shy away from and try and blame three games in a week or legs or anything goes with that. That game was there for us to take tonight. We didn't do it.
You did freshen it up with your subs, but a big chance fell to Sean Patton and he didn't convert. If you had a score then, do you think, was there a thought there that if you had a score, you just could have got a point?
Yeah, I think that if we had a scored a little bit earlier, we would have given that ourselves a lifeline. And again, what I don't want to do is stand and take anything away from Waterford. They carried their game plan out to a fine art tonight. And we just didn't do enough in ours.
And the results all around the League of Ireland tonight, Derry still just 3 points off the top. That's how crazy it is.
Yeah, and again, that's probably more frustrating for us. There was a real opportunity here for us to go and stamp our authority in the league and climb up to, I think we would have joined top tonight. And as I say, an opportunity missed.
And you have a week now to freshen it up. Big visit now from the champions coming to the Bradwell.
Yeah, and probably no better game for us than I go and show that we were below par tonight, and we can go and try and put it right.